Okay. Okay, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Wait. Okay, he's seriously going to think that I'm some kind of stalker now. Great. We're still working on our friendship, and here I am doing something like this. He is going to think that I am crazy. What am I doing here? Hi. Yeah, funny enough, I was just asking myself the same thing. It's funny. Because this is something that feels like a bad idea now that I think about it, but here I am. Hi. So, when you called me, I was shocked to say the least, because we've been distant for so long, and at first I thought that you were drunk and you were just calling the wrong person, because we're not there yet, not like we used to be. And then I noticed that you seemed a bit off. You seemed off, and I wanted to be here for you. I know that there's a huge, huge chance that I'm just being really paranoid and I'm trying to come to your rescue or something like that, but then I realized that we mostly only still know one another based on who we used to be when we stopped talking, and things have changed immensely, right? Yeah. And I remembered that you would only call me in the middle of the night if something was really wrong. And then I noticed that, based on your tone, you sounded like you desperately just wanted to crawl right out of your skin. Because I notice tone changes, even the slightest change in tone, I really can't help it now. Why is not important. I just know that we are not the same people, and we're still trying to figure our friendship out. But I want to be here for you if I am right and something is wrong. But if I'm wrong and I'm just making a fool out of myself and making you uncomfortable, then I will go. I will leave right now. But just in case, I stopped by the store and I got snacks and drinks, your favorites. So am I wrong? Should I leave? Yes, I know that it's the middle of the night, but you're not normally up this late. I mean, you mentioned that the last time we hung out because you care a lot about having a proper sleep schedule and making sure it's consistent. Which was just another reason for me to believe that something was strange when you asked if we could talk. Of course I came over. I mean, you're my friend, and in some ways you're still my best friend. I know what it's like to handle things alone, and you shouldn't have to handle them alone. Can I come in? Wow. This is the first time that I have been inside your place. It's strange, but nice at the same time. Is that weird to say? You're making a face. I know that we have talked on and off, casually, through the years, but when you moved back to the city, we reconnected, and things feel different and exactly the same somehow. Does that make sense? Like, you could have called anyone. You could have called Jason or Connor, but you called me. And we've only ever had one late night talk since reconnecting. And it was after you broke up with Shannon, but even then, you were drunk, and you meant to call Jason. Hence why I thought you might have been drunk again tonight. I'm easy to talk to. Okay. Well, that's really good to know, because sometimes I wonder if we're just trying to relive a friendship that ended a long time ago, or if we just need to figure it all out. I mean, 2 years have passed since things ended with us, and things haven't been the same since. You don't have to apologize. I mean, I get it, and I'm sorry too. We both let this happen. Things were so easy when we could just talk about always being in each other's lives, but we never factored in everything that comes with growing up. You got caught up in relationships and college, and I got caught up in other things. We just assumed that the other would always be there, so we stopped trying. Yeah, I notice a lot now. I am now the type of friend that wants to be there for people in any way that I can, because I want to be the friend that I didn't have in that time. So I go out of my way to make sure no one has to feel the way I felt. What do I mean? Well, like I said, a lot has happened in 2 years, and we've yet to really discuss everything that did happen, because we both want to act like those 2 years, they never happened. We want to pick up and go back to yesterday. But everything has changed. And I don't know about you, but I was trying to tiptoe around that because I really want things to be the same. This feels like the first real hug that I've had from you in forever. I missed it. So much. I mean, your arms are still the best. No one else hugs the way that you do. Hey, my focus is on you. You don't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I'm fine. Why do you worry? Wow. Okay, that's quite the observation. There's so much life missing in my eyes. Damn. Well, I could easily say the same thing about you. You seem like you've become so serious now, and you used to be the life of the party. I know this isn't my place to say it, but you seem more guarded. Yeah, I did notice that. When we reconnected through Jason, I saw almost immediately that he was very protective of you. And I'd never seen anyone else act that way, other than me. But I also noticed that, for the first time, you acted like you needed that protection. And I am certainly not going to insist that you give me every intimate detail about your life, but I am here if you want to talk about anything. I know we're still working through it, but I still care about you so much, and you deserve every happiness. Really? Yes, really. Of course. Look, I know that we've spent this year trying to get back into a routine that we're familiar with, because we both clearly want to be in each other's lives, but maybe we're scared about having to fill in the gaps, and that might be why things feel like this. Am I right? Okay. Just tell me this. Are you okay? And I don't mean, like, are you getting through everything? I just, are you okay? Wait, what are you doing? No, you really don't have to fill in the gaps right now. You want to? Are you sure? I mean, I'm not trying to force you to do anything. Okay, just part of it, okay? Are these antidepressants? You've been taking them for over a year now. Wow. You sometimes feel so sad that doing anything is difficult. It seems like our gaps might be similar. I am on medication too, for my anxiety. I know it was something that we would always joke about because I was always so nervous for no reason about everything. But it turns out I have a real problem. And it consumes me at times. Does your depression consume you? Other times it's like waves. Does the medicine help? I'm sorry that it's still a problem even with the medicine. That I do get completely. And even right now, I can tell that you look exhausted just talking about it. So, I am going to hug you again, because we're both really upset right now, and I think we need it. Of course, you can tell me anything. Yeah, I noticed that things seem to be nearing the end with you two. I mean, you two broke up, what, 2 months ago? Right? You've never said exactly why, but you... And I hope this doesn't come off badly, but... It seems like you wanted to get closer to me after that. Is that something I was just imagining? Wait. She was cheating on you the entire time? What the hell? Hun, I am so sorry. What? She said that it was excusable because you clearly had feelings for me. We were just reconnecting. What's wrong with that? And even if you did, which you don't, it doesn't excuse cheating, like, at all. What do you mean it's not the first time? It's the first time you've been cheated on, or? Michelle thought that we had feelings for each other? That doesn't even make sense, because we were drifting apart then. I mean, when you two were together, we were barely seeing each other. Well, of course we were happy when we hung out. Why wouldn't we be? You were my favorite person, and seeing you just made everything significantly better. Why would I get mad at you? What? Wait. Just pause for a second. What? So, she forced you to pick between the two of us. And you picked her because we were already drifting apart. That doesn't make any... Wait, did you just stop trying? Oh my god. Oh my god. You know what? It's great. It's so nice to know that you regretted it. But that does not change the fact that you willingly left me. And for a girl that you had only known for 3 months, We were friends for over 5 years. No. No. What's not fair is that I consistently tried to hang out with you for the rest of the year until I finally got defeated and I gave up. You always had an excuse, and I thought that I did something wrong. I thought that I upset you. I thought it was all my fault. How much longer did the relationship last? Two months. And you didn't even call me or try to fix what had happened. The most that I got from you all this time was likes on my pictures and a happy birthday message. You completely disappeared. But you could have come back. I'm sorry. I am really sorry that your depression was becoming a constant problem then. I really am. And I get it. But this really hurts. And your depression does not cancel out my pain. I thought that you didn't want me in your life anymore. Is that why she was always so rude when I was around? I tried so hard to get along with her, even though I hated her. She was always rude to me. She was hateful, and she acted as if my presence was insulting to hers. I thought if you saw something in her, then I needed to give her a chance. There had to be something. But she refused, and it made me so anxious to be around her, but I put up with it because I wanted to be around you. These past 2 years could have been avoided if you had just stuck up for me. I mean, I did that with my ex. You remember him? He hated you near the end of our relationship. He hated you being around. And I was with him for 7 months in high school. But he hated you. And yeah, he was a dick. But that's not the point. Because I did something. I thought that we changed because we were apart. But you were already starting to change and I didn't even realize it. Why was it confusing for you? Was it your depression? Because I understand that. But was it something else? You can't even look at me. You were my world back then. And I missed you so much. I never once made any other friend that was anything like you. And I felt that missing in my life. So when we reconnected, it was one of the best days of my life. It made you realize that you never wanted to let me go again? Okay, but tell me this. What's to stop you from repeating it? What if I'm not enough for you? Or worse... What if you give up on a chance at happiness to make up for what you did back then? Then what? You'll hate me and you won't want to be around me and then I will have done something. There are going to be other girls. And what if I'm nothing compared to them? What if everything really has changed and we can't fix it? And... I'm trying to keep going. It's too easy to assume the worst right now. No. No. I'm not okay. I can't breathe. Just, please just give me a moment. I'm sorry. I ramble when I get this anxious and I lose any sense of a filter that I have. But I still mean every word of it. What if we can't be the same? What do you mean you don't want us to be the same? That doesn't make any sense, because we have to be the same, otherwise we are just wasting each other's time. You were not stupid to lose me, okay? You just... It's a lot to take in right now. Why would both of these girls think that you had feelings for me? That's ridiculous. I mean, I am not even your type. At all. What's your type? Beautiful, for one. I'm just your friend. And I am just your friend for a reason. And I accepted that a long time ago. No, I mean, damn it. Just ignore that, please. Please, will you just ignore it, please? I just mean, someone like you does not end up with someone like me. You're amazing. And you're the greatest person that I have ever known. But I'm just me. And that wasn't enough for everyone else, so why would it suddenly be enough for you? I'm more than enough. How could you possibly know that? I'm not even the same person that I used to be. I used to be fun and eager and willing to do everything that I could. But now I'm almost a shell of who I used to be. I acted the way that I did because that was how you acted. And I wanted to keep up with you, and I wanted to be like you, because if I was like you, then you would want me to be around. And now I don't even know who I am, because I pick up traits from other people. I am a stranger even to myself. So tell me, how do you know that I'm more than enough? How? You know who? How do you know who I am? How? I don't know why you were upset earlier. I came here trying to find out, but I'm failing at it, and now I'm the emotional one. It's not fair. You... What? You realized how much you messed up, and you're not confused anymore? Confused about what? You keep mentioning this confusion, and you won't tell me directly what it is. What were you confused about? What feelings for me? You don't have feelings for me, okay? I'm just... No, you don't. You can't. Because... You can't. Wait, what are you doing? What do you mean something you should have done a long time ago? You're making me nervous, okay? Fine, make it clear. Can you kiss me? What? If you were just saying that to try and make me calm down or to give me a distraction, that's not fair. You really want to kiss me? Why? Fine. Yes. You can kiss me. So that's what that feels like. Okay, even if you weren't trying to distract me, I'm pretty fucking distracted now. Just please let me catch up. I'm experiencing about 20 different emotions all at once, and they're just back to back, so just give me a moment, please. Okay. How did we get to this? I was supposed to comfort you, but now we're kissing. What just happened? What, so you're saying that you've had feelings for me all this time, but you never realized until now? But you had this confusion 2 years ago. And you didn't realize it then? You know, if you had just figured that out before, then this could have been avoided, or it could have happened sooner. I don't know. We are different people now. So, answer me this. How do you know that what we feel is real? Or that it could even work? For all we know, this is just a bunch of built-up emotions that we've had over the last few years. And being in each other's lives again is just starting up this infatuation that we may have with one another. We don't know that this is real. This could just be infatuation. How do we know? Out of all that, all you hear is the fact that I said what we feel? Yes, what we feel. You know, I realized my feelings for you when I was 17, and I did everything to push them aside and not make them obvious, including trying to be friends with everyone you were dating. It was hard for me, but I did it because it was the right thing to do, because you were happy and you wanted to be with them, and I was not going to get in the way of your happiness. And I didn't want you to see that I was jealous every time that you kissed them, or you held their hands, or you showed them affection, because your friendship was more important to me. So I held on to it. I held on to it for dear life, because in what reality could I have possibly ended up with you? You're glad that I kept it a secret? And what, now you do know what to do with my feelings? I hope you know that I can't tell if what I'm feeling in my stomach right now is anxiety or butterflies, because with you looking at me like that, like you're seeing me for the first time, it is really fucking scary. Sorry. I had to feel that one more time just in case I wake up tomorrow and, you know, this is all just one big mistake. this is really happening, isn't it? Okay. I'm feeling a lot of things right now, so I just want to stay in your arms, and I don't ever want to let go. Don't worry. I have no intentions of letting go anytime soon, because I'm not okay, and you're shaking. I make you nervous. Do you not see my hands? I'm just shaking. Wait. We need to figure something out first. Where do we go from here? Like, are we about to jump all in, or do we need to take our time and get this situated? I want to do the right thing, because I don't want to lose you again. I can't. Can you promise me that, though? Okay. then I need you to try harder than you've ever tried. Because I can't handle not having you in my life again. It is painful. God, this changes everything. Everything's changed now, you realize that. But it's good, right? This is a good change. I'm trying a lot of emotions, trying to pinpoint, and I need to ground myself. This is too much. Yes, you dork. I will definitely stay for the night, because I think we have some proper catching up to do, and we need to find a way to just be us again, because I always loved how we were together. Then tell me everything. Everything that you're comfortable with, because I still don't want to force you, but if we're gonna do this, we need to do this right, and we need to make sure that what we're doing is right. And I'll tell you everything too. You're looking at me all dumb again. You either need to keep doing that forever, or you need to knock it off. Yes, please hold me. I'll hold you back because I think we both need it.